Architect Albert Kahn was famous for his buildings around the state of Michigan throughout Detroit and Ann Arbor, and for factories and industrial facilities throughout the United States. Lansing is home to one Kahn building, the former Motor Wheel Factory. If you're focused on your driving there at the intersection of Saginaw and Larch, you might even miss the impressive former factory on the northeast corner. The Motor Wheel Factory has been converted into modern loft-styled condominiums. WKAR's Peter Wharf recently met with Lansing-based architecture writer and blogger John T. Madden to talk about Motor Wheel and Albert Kahn.
He was quite well known in his time, and as you can see, it's very much form follows function. He was influenced by Lewis Sullivan, who gave us that famous dictum for architecture. And it still looks very rectilinear and industrial today, but obviously it's been converted for more up-to-date purposes.
Yeah, John, will you talk to our listeners about what this building was originally intended to be used for?
Well, it was originally a manufactory for wheels and rims, both wooden and steel. It supplied both military and civilian contracting. It was originally the William K. Pruden Company. They still have the name Pruden on the smokestack. And it sort of grew up here in Lansing with Oldsmobile, which was another Lansing-based institution, later a core component of General Motors, of course, but discontinued at this time. Motor Wheel came around and provided originally again, wire, wheels, and rims, and things like that. It was first used in industry, and then when World War One came along, they needed it for artillery pieces, and so it was converted for a time for wartime construction, but then reconverted after that war to peacetime uses again. And it was a major local employer, and it helped to raise the standard of living here, as did Oldsmobile. Many people flocked here to work in this plant. But gradually, it later became Motor Wheel, from Pruden Company to Motor Wheel. And then it eventually, I think, became part of Goodyear, tire and rubber, and a unit of Goodyear. But then they decided to close this plant one building here. So it stayed in a state of somewhat disrepair for some time. Of course, it might have met the wrecker's ball, and which sometimes happens with these older industrial buildings. Fortunately, though, they came together. I think it was H Incorporated some time ago that decided to build the to rebuild the interior and to preserve the exterior, including the Pruden stack, as well as the more up-to-date features you see here extending back to May Street, to make it a multi-use but mostly residential purpose. So they have like living room units with kitchens, and a variety of styles and options are available for prospective buyers. I think they also have rentals inside.
This is a building that's been converted into lofts. Can we talk a little bit, looking at the outside of this building, about what it might have been like inside back when it was a factory? We see a four-story building, a very large building. It's almost the size of what would be, you know, sort of half a city block. And one of the most notable features is the abundance of windows, almost floor to ceiling, to light the inside of these large factory spaces with natural light. Is that right?
Yeah, well, they wanted to have lighting come in today as a kind of energy saver of its time. And also they needed space, you know, to make the wheels and everything. So when they decided to remodel it, they more or less kept the spaciousness, and that's why you get a lot of square feet inside the units here in those lofts. They've maintained the exterior pretty much as it was, but completely refurbished interiors, and you can have your choice of different models, but they're very spacious, and they offer nice views of the area here.
Yeah, if you like a modern converted loft look, it's really quite striking and beautiful with the very high ceilings, the large spaces, and those concrete floors that people are growingly interested in.
Yes, people like that kind of utilitarian look, and it's almost like a recycled industrialism, you might say, and for a living unit. It's a kind of a novel approach.
Can you tell us any more about sort of the larger effort in Lansing to preserve historic buildings like this Kahn structure?
Oh, sure. Like over on the riverbank, there's the Accident Fund project. That was a building on Capitol Avenue that opened in 1987. And in the 90s, under the John Engler administration, they spun off the Accident Fund. It's now a private corporation. It was an agency of state government. And then they decided after some debate on what to do with it, the old Ottawa Street Steam Station, which used to pump steam to the, you know, various buildings downtown, that was closed in the early 90s after about 50 years of service. And then they decided to build an extension, an up-to-date structure in brick and glass that would complement the older structure. They had to take down the smokestack and demolish a parking ramp out over Grand Avenue. And then they added a parking ramp back to the Shiawassee Street Bridge, except here it's just one function, an insurance company out of a former power station, but very innovative. And the LEDC has been largely responsible by the Lansing Economic Development Corporation. And they have other projects going around the area with disused schools and all throughout the Lansing area, former sites. Some of them are educational, some industrial. I like Motor Wheel and Accident Fund because they're two of the more prominent ones where they preserve the original architecture but make striking new, sensitive and inspired solutions to new uses.
Tell me how you came to be interested in buildings being reused.
Well, I've always liked industrial structures, and of course, had it been much earlier, I would have been here when in the heyday of Pruden or Motor Wheel. Right, I didn't arrive in this area until 1990. But I like any kind of project that takes disused structures, but you know, saves them and then converts them to newer, more up-to-date purposes.
John T. Madden writes and blogs about historic Lansing area buildings and repurposing of historic buildings. John, thanks so much for taking the time on this cold mid-March afternoon.
Thank you, Peter. I'm glad to be here.
For Current State, this is Peter Borff.